From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. In central Afghanistan today, a massive bomb blast killed 25 people, including 13 school children. A roadside bombing yesterday in southern Afghanistan killed two Marines whose Humvee was destroyed. NPR's Graham Smith is with the Marines who are pressing a new offensive against the Taliban.
Other Marines were injured, two so badly that they needed to be taken out of the area by helicopter. This is an operation that's being called an overwhelming success by commanders, with Marines up and down the Helmand River Valley establishing new combat outposts. They're asserting coalition power in an area that for years has been almost completely controlled by the Taliban. Insurgent fighters are putting up resistance in some areas, leading to days of firefights. But aside from one death on the opening day of the operation, these are the first Marines killed in action. The Marines say they're determined to provide security. But many locals distrust the Americans, expecting that they'll shift tactics and again leave villages vulnerable to Taliban exploitation and attack. Graham Smith, NPR News, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.
Democrats in Congress are accusing the CIA of repeatedly misleading lawmakers. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and other Democrats on the panel sent a letter to CIA Director Leon Panetta, charged the CIA has also concealed significant actions. But the top Republican on the panel, Peter Hoekstra of Michigan, dismisses the Democrats' charges as political.
We're just kind of sitting on the sidelines. We're trying to focus on national security policy, national security issues, and the Democrats, from my perspective, are looking for some adult supervision.
A CIA spokesman said it's not the policy or practice of the CIA to mislead Congress. Four employees of a historic suburban Chicago cemetery are facing felony charges today after the discovery of what authorities call beyond startling and revolting conditions there, as several graves were dug up and the bodies dumped elsewhere. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Cook County Sheriff charges four people with one count each of dismembering a human body. Among those charged is the cemetery superintendent. The four allegedly took part in a scheme in which they would dig up graves in the historic Burr Oak Cemetery in the South Chicago suburb of Alsip, dump the bodies elsewhere in the cemetery or double bury them in other graves, and then resell the plots they dug up to unsuspecting members of the public. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says hundreds of graves may have been dug up as part of the scheme, adding that investigators found a pile of bones from more than 100 bodies uncovered in an overgrown and fenced-off area of the cemetery. Burr Oak was one of the first predominantly African-American cemeteries in the Chicago area. Among those buried there are lynching victim Emmett Till and blues legends Willie Dixon and Dinah Washington. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 30 points to 8208 in trading of 3 billion shares. This is NPR News. The House today approved a 14% increase in food stamp spending. The Department of Agriculture says nearly 40 million people are participating in the program as of April. That's one in nine Americans, more than in any other time in the program's history. Funding for the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, or WIC, would also be boosted. Legislation moving through the Senate would provide a similar increase. Parts of the upper Midwest are cleaning up from powerful storms. Tornadoes and large hail caused damage and flooding. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
The latest round of storms formed in North Dakota and quickly moved southeast, leaving residents of the Great Plains to deal with flooded streets and basements, as well as damage from wind and hail. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Heitkamp says the strong storms brought a lot of elements with them.
The reports range from pea-sized hail up to tennis ball-sized hail, but we also have wind speeds gusting as high as 60 to 75 miles an hour in those locations as well. And that caused some damage not only to trees, but also some outbuildings on farms throughout the night.
The Weather Service says as many as three tornadoes struck southern South Dakota late last night. Heitkamp says the region could be in for more severe weather later today. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
President Obama took time out from the G8 summit in Italy to call a group of health officials meeting outside Washington. His message to promote vigilance and preparation for what may be a significant fall outbreak of the flu. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the government will soon begin studies of a new vaccine against swine flu. If all goes well, it may be available for public use this fall. I'm Brian Naylor, NPR News in Washington.